The Hudson Valley is known as an arts destination, and the art communities along the Hudson River are known for their art days and their events and studio tours. The groups that represent the art towns and the art celebrations joined together 11 years ago to form a marketing collaborative effort to bring focus and awareness of their art activities. Art Along the Hudson represents over 1,000 artists, 400 studio tour participants, 250 art venues, 150 art festivals and community events, plus art receptions, performances, exhibits, and more. Joanna Hess is co-chair of Art Along the Hudson, and Albert
Shahinian.
Shahinian. Is that right?
Correct.
Shahinian?
Yes.
Excellent. Is owner of Albert Shahinian Fine Art in Rhinebeck and co-founder of Art Along the Hudson. Both join us this morning to tell us lots more, and it is a pleasure to have Albert and Joanna in our studio. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's a joy to be here.
A great pleasure. Thank you so much for coming in. So let us talk about the work that you do overall, and then we'll talk specifically of what's happening Labor Day weekend. This is something that you really do year round. I mean, your efforts are around the clock.
Yes, 12 months a year, every weekend something is happening in the Hudson Valley. Art Along the Hudson, as you said, started 11 years ago in the basement of the Dutchess County Arts Council. For representatives of four cities got together to figure out a way to promote tourism through the arts. And that's what we've been doing ever since. And now we've grown to 13 communities. And as you say, you threw out all those numbers, and I'm overwhelmed by how much we do.
That's staggering, those numbers. Do the floodgates open at some point, that once people realize what's going on, that the artists come out of the woodwork?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And now we have 7 studio tours that we promote, as well as the weekend events. And every month, someone from each community is designated to update the website so that people can plan ahead to come to Beacon or Saugerties or New Paltz and see what's happening specifically, so they can be a tourist with a destination in mind.
And Albert, when you look at this, obviously you have a gallery, and so you know, it's not like it's competition, right? It's everybody is in this together.
Absolutely, and it's there's a growing movement, because when we started this, there was a lot of county effort on behalf of the various county tourisms, but art does not have those kinds of boundaries, especially in a region like the Hudson Valley. And we wanted a way in which we could link up what was happening, say, across the line, so that individuals could actually flow through. And we found that many people come up who want to go to several communities and take advantage, especially on the weekends.
And when they come through, how do you ultimately see, give me an example of a visitor coming to the region, or coming to the Hudson Valley, of sort of realizing what Art Along the Hudson is all about?
Well, we can use Rhinebeck as a particular example.
Yes.
Third Saturdays of the month are late nights in Rhinebeck, with gallery openings or just a late night for visitors. Often people are up for the weekend for a wedding or just for a getaway from Albany or Metro New York. And we give them a brochure and say, these are all the other buildings and establishments you can go to. These art shows are happening. This musical event is taking place. This theater production is happening. And so when they come to the gallery, it's actually a resource for people.
So when it comes to this weekend, Labor Day weekend, what is happening? It's August 30th and the 31st from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 19 artists, and it's your 7th Art Studio Views. What will be happening?
19 artists from Tivoli, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Hyde Park will be opening their studios, their secret lairs, for people to come and see their work in progress. There are going to be demonstrations. There's going to be new work available. There's going to be work in progress for people to see and artists to talk to. And many of these studios are tucked away in the the landscape, hidden treasures, I should say. You drive past driveways and you go, I wonder what's going on up there. And this is people's opportunity to go and visit the artist and have something to eat and schmooze a bit and feel more comfortable. I really am excited by the fact that a lot of families go on the tour. And that opens things up for students to see who these magical artists are that create from a blank piece of paper or canvas.
What do you think people get out of
the tour? Well, I think the most important thing is to put a face behind work. You know, it's a real struggle to get people to galleries, to think about art as something more serious and vital to our well-being as humans. And the more you connect a person, a living being, with the work, the more you create a relationship in individuals that leads them to want to sort of eat up art wherever they see it. And I think those processes are really important.
When you look at those the opportunities, you think of the opportunities of the people who are coming, but there's also wonderful opportunities for the artists.
Yes, and especially at a time when a lot of traditional galleries are closing, it's very important to find alternatives. And there's a whole range of art that's really off the radar, either because individuals are not professional artists in the sense that this is all they do. They're not necessarily interested in that whole sending out portfolios, the gallery routine. And this gives them a direct access to a public, an interested public. That they can engage in. That's very important.
Because once you have, now I've been on these arts tours, the gallery tours before, and they're an awful lot of fun because you have your map, and then you just go and you see how long you can last, right?
I mean, well, I like people to look ahead because some people love photographers.
Yep.
And we have several photographers on the tour. Other people might prefer landscape painting, and we have landscape painters on the tour, so they can pick and choose over the two-day period. And 19th Studios over the 20-mile stretch is not undoable. It's a manageable number, and they're all just delightful people and very anxious to expose their artwork to the public.
And you get to see the process. The artist gets to meet their public. And but also I like the idea of, yes, you can certainly see what you like, but then to expose yourself to things that you didn't know existed.
To new things.
As you said before, you know, I didn't know that was going on there.
Yes.
Yeah. This has been the seventh one. Have the artists changed, I assume?
Oh, they do. Some artists have been with us the whole 7 years. This is my third year directing the tour, so I've gotten to know a lot of the artists quite well. Some people went on hiatus this year because they want to go on the tour, and new people have moved to the area, and so they're experiencing the tour for the first time. In fact, 2 years ago, many people on the tour were in Hyde Park, and they've since gotten together to form the Artist Collective of Hyde Park and create their own gallery, and they met on the tour themselves.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
So that was a real something I'm very proud of.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so when this is over on Labor Day, then the next big thing you look forward to is what?
Promoting the artists for the holidays. Because their studios aren't closing, and they're not stopping their creativity. So we'll be talking about this again for the holidays. And then I start planning next year's tour.
Albert, how much do you get into the planning of the tours?
I don't do much because we've got running the gallery is a full-time job, and I have to work at a museum job to pay for the gallery. It's kind of... yes.
Oh, the arts. isn't it fun?
It is, exactly. And we do it, and we knock our heads against a wall, but something about it really keeps you going, because it is so vitally important. It's essential to our well-being to have this happening.
When you think of the state of as a gallery owner, the state of the arts, the state of I mean, people coming in, yes, great, but also of purchasing. Are you pleased?
Well, it's very difficult. And this is a very rural area, and we're trying to do some things with our galleries and some of the others that are more, say, urban-oriented, you know, in a place where we don't have a lot of people. And so it's really, it's a labor of love. Sometimes you feel like you're a missionary, and you have to have the long view. I think one of the problems that we do have is what's happening as the population ages. We're not seeing a lot of replacement from younger individuals coming in. And I think a studio tour idea is a really good in for kids, for younger people to be comfortable in that environment.
And when they become comfortable in that environment, and that would mean more with the schools, right?
Well, it would mean as individuals. I think what we don't do as a society, at least in our formal education, is to make it as normal to go to arts venues, whether it's performing arts, visual arts, whatever it is, as normal as going to a burger shop or a movie.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we really have to capture the new generation.
There is a lot going on. It's the 7th Studio Views tour for Art Along the Hudson, and you can go to artstudioviews.com, and that has the map. And you can, I assume, pick these maps up pretty much anywhere, right?
Yes, we have three headquarters, the Red Hook Community Arts Network in Red Hook, the Betsy Jacaruso Gallery in Rhinebeck, and the Artist Collective in Hyde Park, as well as our gallery and all over the community. I also wanted to mention that artalongthehudson.com is updated monthly, so you can also find out what's happening in 13 different communities all year long.
Tivoli, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Hyde Park. It's the 7th annual Art Studio Views, and you can go to artstudioviews.com for more information. Artstudioviews.com. Joanna and Albert, thank you so much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. Thank you for all the great work that you're doing for the arts and bringing them to people throughout the communities. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much,
Have
Joe.
A wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.